This is the WHL This Week radio edition presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners, and Bauer Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Eight players from the WHL have a shot to make Canada's World Junior Selection Camp. We'll hear from three of them this week: Joel Hofer in Portland, Nolan Foote in Kelowna, and Bowen Byram of the Vancouver Giants. And the Czech Republic has also declared its camp roster. They'll be hosting this year's IIHF event. Nine WHL players will head home for their camp. More on that later. Eight WHL players have been invited to Hockey Canada's National Junior Team Sport Check Selection Camp Monday, December 9th to Thursday, December 12th in Oakville, Ontario. Five first-round NHL draft selections headline the representation, led by returning defenseman Ty Smith of the Spokane Chiefs. Joining Smith at the camp include goaltender Joel Hofer of the Portland Winterhawks, defenseman Kalen Addison of the Lethbridge Hurricanes, Bowen Byram of the Vancouver Giants. Braden Schneider gets the invite from the Brandon Wheat Kings, along with forwards Dylan Cousins of the Lethbridge Hurricanes, Nolan Foote of the Kelowna Rockets, Peyton Krebs of the Winnipeg Ice. Bowen Byram of the Vancouver Giants has a great shot of landing a spot on Canada's World Junior Team. The Colorado Avalanche first-round selection spoke with Dan O'Connor.
Bowen, this has been a long time coming for you. I know that this has been something that really you've been building towards ever since you became a junior hockey player. And tell me about the emotion that goes into an announcement like today. I know that there's still one more phone call or one more meeting that you're waiting for ahead of the tournament, but today is another positive step in that direction.
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, the World Juniors is something that you think about a lot from when you're a little kid to right now. Everyone wants to be on that stage, and everyone wants to be partaking in that tournament. So to take a step in the right direction is definitely exciting.
Tell me about some of your early memories of the tournament. Did you watch it with your family growing up? I mean, is there a specific year or a player that kind of sticks out to you as far as World Junior folklore?
Yeah, I think the one thing I remember about World Juniors is the late tying goal that Everly scored that one year against the Russians. I think it was in the semifinals. I remember being on the couch with my parents watching that game and celebrating the goal and the eventual win. So There's a lot of memories, but to think that I could possibly be partaking in that tournament is definitely something special.
You and seven others from the WHL, a good friend of yours, Ty Smith, you and Dylan Cousins as well, I know you guys are really close. I mean, getting a chance to potentially share in that with them, having played Canada-Russia, having played with and against them in the WHL, I mean, just a thought from you about some of the other WHLers that you know are going to be there.
Yeah, there's a lot of good guys that also got invited. Like you said, Dylan, Ty, Kalen, Braden Schneider, a couple more. It's pretty cool to be kind of going through the process with them. Some guys that I've played a lot of tournaments with, U18s, U17s. So it's pretty cool to be able to do it with a close group of guys.
Bowen, too, have gone through Hockey Canada's, you know, performance of excellence plan, you know, U17s, U18s, Hlinka, Gretzky. I mean, Hockey Canada is nothing new for you, and yet it just seems like every time that honor gets bestowed upon you, it just means more and more. Speak to the significance of Hockey Canada and just going through that program and kind of what it's meant to you.
Yeah, it's been a huge process for me to get to this point. It's really, they've really done a good job of the process, I think, of making every step really enjoyable and a lot of fun. I think it's done a various number of unbelievable things for me as a player and also a person. So I'm very grateful and very thankful to being able to have the opportunities that I've been able to partake in.
When you went to the camp in the summer, there was one other familiar face there, and it was the face of Mike Bernstein. I asked him earlier today about it and want to ask you kind of the same thing. I mean, should you be in the Czech Republic for this tournament, being able to look behind you on the bench and seeing him there? You've known him for the past 3 years of your life. How special is that?
Yeah, it's really nice to have a familiar face there. Me and Bernie, I think, have a really good relationship. We've grown really close over the last 3 years of being together. So, like I said, to have a familiar face and to have a friend there will be very comforting for me.
I don't want to jump past Spokane, but I'm going to the Teddy Bear Toss game. And I think you know where I'm going with this. Each of the past 2 years, the Teddy Bear goal scorer has, you've scored it. Tell me a little bit about, what do you remember about the first two games, the first two goals, both came in the third period. Both were very kind of crucial goals at the time, but you're the only Giant to ever get two of them. Does that register any significance with you at all?
Yeah, it's kind of cool. I think, obviously, it's kind of a sought-after moment. I mean, everyone wants to score the Teddy Bear Toss goal. So to do that twice is pretty special, something I'll remember for a long time. And I plan to do it again on Sunday. So we'll have to wait and see.
The jersey. Full disclosure to our radio fans, you're wearing it as we're having the conversation. Killing a few birds with one stone here. What do you think about them? You've worn some pretty unique jerseys over the course of your tenure with the Giants. Where does this one rank for you?
I think this is going to take the cake. It's pretty funny. I like it. It'll be weird seeing a hockey game played with these jerseys on, but it'll be pretty entertaining, I think.
Congratulations on the announcement today, Bone. Proud of you, pal. Go get it.
Thanks, Daniel.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschanout Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
It has been a breakout season for Portland Winterhawks goaltender Joel Hofer. Two accolades this week, WHL Vaughn Goaltender of the Month for November, and an invite to Canada's World Junior Selection Camp. Voice of the Winterhawks, Nick Merrick, has more.
Winterhawks goaltender Joel Hofer now joining us on the radio show, the WHL Goaltender of the Month in November. Joel, it was a phenomenal month for you, 8-2-1. You led the league in goals against average. Just what was so important about that stretch of hockey for you?
Yeah, it was good. I mean, I think, you know, I got to give a lot of credit to my teammates. I mean, they've been playing, you know, some real good hockey. I know we got in a hot streak there with, I think, you know, a 5-game win streak. So, yeah, the team's been playing really good, and it's good.
There's no denying you started your season in Swift Current, and you got a championship there. You were off to a stellar start your rookie season. Then you had to adjust to this Portland Winterhawks time. Would you say last year, the second part of the season, really helped you progress to this year and feeling comfortable taking over that number one spot?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think obviously, you know, Swift and here are two different play styles. And I think, you know, the second part of last year, I think was good kind of transition. I kind of got a feel of what, you know, how this team plays. And I think going into this year, I had a, you know, a pretty good idea of how we play and kind of like the structure we play. So, but yeah, I think, you know, beginning of the year, I felt really good about my game. And, you know, like I said earlier, the team's been playing really good. So, but yeah, it's good.
Obviously, one of the biggest things for the Winterhawks is their pride in defense, and it comes down to the old hockey cliche where you're only as good as your goaltender as well. And both you and Isaiah manning the crease this season for the Hawks. You got your third shutout of the season earlier this week against Prince George. Just how important is it to stay hot going into the holiday break?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's huge. I mean, obviously we had you know, two games against Kamloops, and then you know, four straight games against Prince George. So I think these games are super important, especially with the you know, the standings with you know, Everett and the other teams in our division. So but yeah, it's really good. You know, it's a good test for us against, you know, a good team. You know, two games you know, on the road against Prince George, and then at home against them too. So it's going to be a real good test for us, and we're excited for it.
And a personal accolade as well, getting a chance to possibly wear the maple leaf and go off to the World Junior National Team Selection Camp. Just what does that mean for you?
Yeah, it means the world to me. I mean, obviously every kid, you know, grew up watching the World Juniors on you know, on TV. So, you know, I haven't got the chance to, you know, wear the maple leaf. So it's obviously, you know, pretty special for me.
Is that kind of a surreal feeling then, knowing that you're going to go literally from a TV set to being able to be those guys you idolize and have a chance to officially wear those for a couple of games against the U Sports All-Star team?
Yeah, it's unreal. I mean, literally a dream come true. I mean, you know, I still remember waking up early in the morning just, you know, with my buddies and then watching the games live on TV. So, yeah, it's going to be pretty cool.
Four CHL goaltenders, of course, you're the only one from the WHL. Are you going to embrace that competition with the other CHL goalies?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, obviously I haven't you know, met those guys, but I'm pretty sure, you know, I heard good things about them. So it's going to be nice to, you know, meet them and, you know, kind of see what their play style is like and, you know, whatnot. Not so. It's kind of a first, you know, thing for me to kind of, you know, experience that Team WHL. So it was definitely cool to, you know, meet some of the guys that, you know, on that team, and they're all great guys. And I think for some of them that are, you know, going to the camp, I think it'll be cool to, you know, I kind of know them right now and, you know, what they're like. So it'll be cool to, you know, experience it with them, and then obviously, you know, meet the other guys there too from the other league. So it'll be good.
Last big road trip here for the Winterhawks, finishing up their 4-game home stretch. Just how important is it going to be to close up this last stretch with a couple of big U.S. division opponents coming up as well. I think there's 9 straight games against the division. You might be missing for some of those, but this team's going to have to keep momentum because the U.S. division's always tough, is it not?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, arguably one of the hardest divisions in the league. So I think overall as a team, you got to be really focused for that. I mean, especially with all division opponents. I mean, the standings can change a lot during that time. So I think we got to be ready, throughout every game, and I think we'll be all right.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
Well, Kelowna Rockets forward Nolan Foote is on the inside track to make Canada's World Junior team. The Tampa Bay Lightning first-round pick ready to wear the maple leaf. Regan Bartel has more.
Well, Nolan Foote has a chance to represent Canada at the World Junior Hockey Championship. From your standpoint, tell me about the fact that you were named to the list of players going to training camp. That's a sense of relief, or is there any sense of relief?
Yeah, it definitely is. Obviously, the 8 guys from the Western League are all skilled, all good guys, and a lot of talent. There's a lot of talent going to the World Juniors tryout, so it's going to be good. It's going to be hard to crack the lineup, and it's going to be fun, though.
When you look at your body of work as you tried to attain a spot on the Canadian World Junior team, tell me about the experience not only against the Russians but also the summer camp. You did what you could. You played your best at really both opportunities.
Yeah, obviously against the Russians, they're real fast. They're a good team, and it was challenging. Obviously, it's nice going in there low with the team WHL and playing with the best players in the Western League, and then the summer showcase playing against the Finns, the U.S. The U.S. has a lot of talent, so it was good challenge, and it was real good hockey for being like middle of the summer. It was a lot of fun, and I felt they played really strong in both those events, so it was good.
When you look at your game, what did you want to show the scouts?
Obviously, yeah, point production and showing my shot and my skill and that whatnot. But I think obviously being a power forward, I think forechecking and using my body below the goal line is the biggest thing. I think I got to show them that and just try and play hard, 200 feet of ice.
I guess you'll play whatever role is necessary. You're an offensive guy in the Kelowna Rockets, but you'll play whatever role Team Canada wants you to play to make the team?
Yeah, definitely. That's, I think, one of the biggest things about Team Canada is, you look at past events and Olympics and stuff, and you see the best guys in the NHL accepting, the 12th forward and playing PK. So I think accepting roles and loving that role and whatever it is, and, hopefully winning a championship, and if you win that role is going to feel good, and you're going to feel like you succeeded and did good.
You probably have an idea what it's like to wear Canadian colors. You've represented Canada before. What's it like to wear the maple leaf?
Yeah, it's obviously a huge honor to wear the maple leaf, the best hockey country out there, obviously, and the last time I played Team Canada was over in Czech, so hopefully I get to do that again, and obviously I want to continue to follow in my family's footsteps wearing the maple leaf, and it's a privilege.
What did your brother Cal say? Because he played for Canada at the World Juniors. What was his experience like?
His was just, obviously, he was one of their, bottom defensemen, but he played the role, played PK, and he blocked shots, made that huge save on the goal line, that sort of stuff, and he accepted his role, and he's just told me that it's going to be challenging. There's a lot of skilled forwards. There's a lot of good talent, so just to go in there and work my hardest, and, if I don't get outworked or whatnot, I'll have a spot on the team.
Right, and Nolan, you said you played for Canada before on the bigger ice surface. What is that like? What type of an adjustment does a North American player have to make with the bigger ice?
Yeah, I think you got to just kind of find chemistry with your teammates and your line mates and try and use that to your advantage and use all the open ice you can because there's so much ice and, spreading teams out and using the boards and whatnot and then trying to, beat guys one-on-one out of the corners or whatnot is huge.
Well, Nolan, I hope your Christmas wish comes true. Playing for Canada, the World Juniors at Christmas time. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Nolan Foote, Kelowna Rocket forward, a chance to represent his country at the World Junior Hockey Championship.
And finally, 9 WHL players have been named to the Czech Republic camp roster for the annual tournament featuring the best junior hockey talent in the world. The group of WHL talent for the European nation includes 5 forwards, 3 defensemen, and 1 goaltender. Michael Gut of the Everett Silvertips, Philip Kofor of the Prince George Cougars, Martin Lang of the Kamloops Blazers, Jonas Pederek of the Calgary Hitmen, Michael Tepley of the Winnipeg Ice, all forwards at the camp, while on the blue line, Simon Kubacek of the Seattle Thunderbirds, Radek Kucherov of the Saskatoon Blades, and Libor Zabransky of the Moose Jaw Warriors will compete for spots, while in goal, Lucas Parikh of the Spokane Chiefs, one of 5 goaltenders attending. Hey, that's the show. Thanks to Regan in Kelowna, Nick in Portland, Dan in Vancouver for their help this week. Thanks, guys. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL broadcast partners and Bauer Hockey.